Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Jennifer Richmond, and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study, and this is the very first day of our new lesson set through the book of Easter. Almost said Easter. Through the book of Esther, not Easter. And actually, there's an interesting connection there, but we'll talk about that later. And I'm glad that you guys are here. I've really been excited to start this lesson through Esther with you. We've had such a great time in Ruth, and now we're on to Esther, and just so much to learn and enjoy through this fascinating account in the Bible. I believe that you're going to be really excited as well to get in there with us. So let's just go ahead and get on started and grab your Bible. If you don't already have your lesson, go to the Jennifer Richmond blog and just download the lesson for there from the Faithful and Fearless series and join us and dive in. And you'll be able to complete it online if you want to just follow the PDF that I made available for you, or you could print it and handwrite your answers in old school and all that. So let's go ahead and jump in with a word of prayer, and then we'll get started. Father God, thank you once again for our time together in your word today. Bless our efforts as we dedicate this time to you and to learning and honoring you and understanding your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, as always, begin with prayer, and let me get my computer out of the way there, bottom of the screen. I always try to get that set when I get started and move on in that way. But let me go ahead and share the screen with you and get over to our lesson. There you go. Again, this is over here on the Jennifer Richmond blog. All you do is click through Bible studies and devotions on that page. And slow internet. There we go. And scroll down and you will see, here we go, Faithful and Fearless Lesson 4, Esther. I'm going to close that down. And that's what opens up to it. What's neat about being able to go and do click through online and do this is that all of the links that I provide for you in the study are hyperlinked. So if you go online and have it open, even when you're handwriting it, just right here from your packet, if you have it online, you can click through and open up those links, and I'll share things in there like Bible verses that you can link to. You can see those up there at the top of the screen. Those of you who are listening into the podcast, welcome. I'm glad you're here. You can't see the screen, but you can hop over to YouTube and watch this on my Jennifer Richmond YouTube page, or hop over to Facebook and watch it on multiple platforms. I put it over on the LMCC Women, La Mirada Church's Women's website, Facebook page, or on my blog page on Facebook. So however you're connecting with the Bible study that makes it easiest for you, I just want you to know that we've got some great resources available for you to do that. All right. So we are on lesson 4. This is day 1. And as always, we pray and we get into the word. So we're going to write and memorize the word and read and take notes. But there's some new things because this is a new lesson series, a new book. And so we want to make sure we do that. So if you got your packet, you'll see that I actually opened the packet up with an introduction to Esther. And so I want to read that to you first, and then we will get into our lesson. So today's lesson will probably be a little bit longer than usual, I think, because there's a lot to read to kind of get us running and start. So maybe break it up into a couple of sessions if you need to, but don't skip out on any of this good stuff. Let's go ahead and read through the introduction together. So Esther is a story that begs to be made into a movie, or even better, a full Netflix series. Would not be great, or a Hulu series or Amazon or any TV show, really. It would be a great series. Each chapter could play out in fully entertaining episodes. It's a romantic comedy and a suspenseful drama. It has villains and heroes, sex and battles and parties and feasts and gossip and betrayal, sacrifice, and even a beauty pageant. It opens with the glorious views of a colorful kingdom, marble pillars, couches of gold, swaying draperies of fine linen, and a proud partying king, and closes with a humble, honored man of peace and respect. It's an intriguing story filled with boisterous merrymaking, improbabilities, misunderstandings, and reversals. There is humor mixed with horror, salted with personal sacrifice and strategic alliances. It's a true page-turner of a story. Esther is a bit of an outcast as far as books of the Bible go. As you start reading, you may wonder why it was included in the Bible at all. The account of Esther is unique among all the books in the Bible because God is not mentioned anywhere. The account of Esther is unique among all the books of the Bible because I just read that. Because God is not mentioned anywhere. Unlike Ruth, you won't find a clear path of people that lead to Jesus. You won't hear of blessings or cursings in the name of Yahweh. You will not read of any reference to worship or to faith or even prayer. There is no prophecy. There is no mention of heaven or hell. And yet, the book of Esther provides the explanation for the annual feast of Purim, celebrated every year by observant Jews and many Christians around the world. And side note, super cool, today is the first day of the Feast of Purim. I'm broadcasting this on March 20th of 2019, and it's the first day of Purim. So Purim or Purim, and I prefer Purim as a pronunciation, but isn't that cool? Super exciting. So I wish I had with me costumes and noisemakers and hamantaschen, which are these little triangle-shaped cookies that are filled with chocolate or jelly or poppy seeds or fruit fillings and things like that. We could have that all set up for us another time, maybe. Hint, hint, hint. But it is the first day of Purim, so happy Purim. Chag Purim to everybody. So chag is just like a celebration word, like happy for a holiday in Hebrew. So chag Purim. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. All right, so then why is this included? Esther reveals how God moves in mysterious ways. He works even in the lives of those who did not return to the promised land. It shows how God works behind the scenes. As in all good stories, you'll find yourself in Esther. In this study through Esther, you'll see the history of the Jewish festival of Purim. Enjoy some fun traditions, even eat some yummy foods. Most importantly, we'll see that while the name of God is hidden, the sovereignty of God is not. In Esther, we see that while we may wish God would swoop in and save in a miraculous way, we will find hope to live bold lives anchored in the truth, brave lives that move even if we feel paralyzed, faithful and fearless lives in the face of oppression that proclaim hope in God, for I shall again praise him. And that is from Psalm 42, the chapter that we're memorizing. P.S. As you begin this study, set your intention to complete it. Between now and the final day in this lesson, you'll have work and stress and schedules, not to mention personal and relationship challenges and just life, right? God has something to teach you in our study through Esther. Enter the study prayerfully and humbly ask God to give you more diligence and enthusiasm and a truer love for your time with him than ever before. Why not partner with a friend or two for encouragement and accountability? I am praying for you. So, thank you for being here with me as we jump into this. Let's go ahead and get started now on lesson four, day one. So in today's lesson, we'll write and memorize Psalm 42, 7 through 8. Review and meditate on these verses every day. I've included Psalm 42 at the end of this lesson, so you can just flip through to that page and read it each day. Of course, you're going to get in the habit of writing it, so you could just refer to the day before, or like we're going to do right now, go ahead and open up Psalm 42 and I'm going to go ahead and read verses 1 through 7 today so we can get the running start on this entire chapter. I think I'll just read the whole chapter. We're going to get a running start on the whole thing. I'll pause to focus in on 7 and 8 here. Psalm 42, 1 through 7, or 1 through 8, actually. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude-keeping festival. Why are you cast down on my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon and from Mount Mazor. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night, his song is within me. A prayer to the God of my life. As we read through Esther, I want you to have the words of Psalm 42 rolling in and around you and see if you can find that connection point of the sentiments expressed here in Psalm 42 and what surely must have been going through the heart and the mind of the people that we're going to read about in Esther. All right, so write and memorize, check. There you go, you did that, good job. Read and take notes through Esther. That is our big goal today. As always on day one, we read and we take notes through whatever we are reading. And today is 10 chapters of Esther. It's a pretty quick read though. And you're like, 10 chapters in one day? You can totally do this. All right. We also like to take day one and think ahead to the create and share that's on day 10. The last day of each lesson is set aside to keep to help you bring together your thoughts and your feelings about what you learn, and to give you an opportunity to share what you what you're learning. So read over the Create and Share Day so you can be thinking ahead and maybe even completing it as you go. Let me speed scroll all the way down to the Create and Share Day. Here we go, on day 10. We're closing the lesson at a moment where an evil man and an apathetic king are blithely sipping wine while the city around them is in confusion and despair. Haman's evil edict was triggered by his pride, but fomented by a long family history of hatred for the Jews. It's more than Haman versus Mordecai, or even the house of Israel versus the house of Esau. It's the people of God versus the followers of Satan. How we live our lives is a direct reflection of how we understand this principle, that evil is not a force for bad. It is anything that sets up against God and violates his will. Our life must then be a response to that. The focus of this study has been how we can be faithful and fearless in spite of and even because of the evil going in around us and even the sin nature that we have within us. Take a moment today to think how you are living faithfully and fearlessly. How do you see yourself doing well in these ways? How do you need to grow? Write your thoughts below. Pray for God to strengthen you. At the end of the study, come back to this page and see how you have grown, how God has grown you as a faithful and fearless woman. Always find those little errors I can correct later. I got to make sure I make a note of that and write that down. If I forget, you can always take a picture of it and text it to me. But anyway, we'll fix that later. We're going to be thinking about this as we enter into the beginning of the study. How am I faithful and fearless? What does my life look like? Am I characterized by faithfulness? Am I characterized by fearlessness? And what ways am I doing well in that? And what ways can I improve? And how can I ask God to help me in both of those ways? So we'll be thinking about that as we move through. Plan ahead. Days 8 and 9 may take a wee bit longer for you to complete than normal. There's just a lot of scripture to look up on those 2 days, and I want you to plan ahead for that. I am trying to set you up for success in this Bible study. I want you to, at the end of day 10, be like, boom, did it, done, good to go, and show up at Bible study when we meet back again, happy and excited, enthusiastic, and proud of yourself to share what you've learned in our Bible study groups. So I want to set you up for success. So I want you to plan ahead a little bit longer, not a lot longer, but a little bit longer on days 8 and 9 than I might normally include in a study. So plan now. You have enough time for those super duper important days. You won't want to miss these, I promise. All right. Dwell in the Word. Welcome back. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll read, write, memorize, and study our way through Esther, chapters 1 through 3, along with Psalm 42, 1 through 8. Reminder, one of the goals of this Bible study is to help you develop the skills of a good student of the Word. Read Esther straight through without referring to any notes or commentaries. Use only the maps and references in your Bible. It may be tempting to read notes or commentaries, but do the work of your own personal study. Pray for wisdom and understanding as you read. Try this. Don't just read Esther. Read Esther aloud. Read it to your spouse or your kids, or read it with a friend. You'll find it really changes the experience. Enjoy. And this is actually what happens every year on Purim, is the Jews will come together in their celebration of this holiday that the Book of Esther draws a historical significance from. And they will read the entire Megillot, or scroll of Esther, out loud. And when they read it out loud, whenever a good guy is mentioned, there's triumphant yay. And when the bad guy is mentioned, it's boo. And they spin the noisemakers and things like that. There we go. I can see better. To drown out the name of Haman and just get really very into it. They dress up in costumes. They eat special foods. There's a play that acts out the entire thing. It's very, very passionate and powerful how Esther is treated annually by the Jews on this very day. So here we go. Try this. Oh, I just read that. As you read, write your questions and key observations. Use the line on the left of the following notes pages to outline your timeline of Esther. Note especially pivotal moments in the narrative. Note in particular, just so happen moments like coincidences and timing, placement, people, events, and so on. Complete the timeline chart on page 8 during this read-through, or as you read through your lessons, and highlight people in brown, places in green, times and dates in pink, God's name in blue, and phrases of note in orange or yellow. Now, this pencil I have recommended before, it's a Pentel 8, and it has a a click here where you can make any one of these colored pencils drop down in and makes it quite easy to highlight. You can certainly get a highlighter in one of each color, but I just like having the convenience of everything in one. So when I take my notes through my first pass through of Esther, actually, when I do my first pass through, I just try to read and don't mark anything, like just read. And then my second pass through, I get back into it again and I start marking things up. And then my third pass through is when I let myself go on rabbit trails and, you know, do a little bit of research. But I make notes of the things that I want to look up later on my second pass through. So that's it. I'm going to give us this moment as our introduction to Esther and welcome you to this study. And I look forward to being here with you when we actually dive into our read-through. So prepare yourself for that. Get ready to enjoy maybe reading it out loud, maybe even stand and read it out loud, or maybe read it out loud with a friend if you guys are meeting together, and enjoy that experience of bringing the word alive for yourself in that way. All right. For now, we're going to sign off, and I'm going to come back in when we begin our lesson for day one and do our actual read through. All right. God bless you guys. And I'll see you in just a little bit at our next day of our lesson. Take that time to read everything through together. All right. Bye-bye. See you in a minute.